Hello everybody, it's me Mr. Tall 23 back with another video. In this video I want to continue the series on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video I want to talk about our carnal sin nature. As a result of the fall of man, mankind is by nature sinful and in opposition to God. Remember that the definition of sin is a transgression of the law according to 1 John 3:4. Whenever somebody breaks the law of God, they're sinning against the Lord. The scriptures teach that our flesh, which we all have, which we are all born with, result in the disobedience to the word of God. As it is written, Romans chapter 8, verse 7 to verse 8, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Simply put, it is impossible for the flesh to submit to that which God has commanded. By its very nature, the flesh which we have inherited from our fathers going all the way back to Adam is sinful. When we're born into this world and we get to the point that we understand the difference between good and evil, between right and wrong, the flesh gives into the temptation of sin because of its very nature. Likewise, the scriptures say in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" So our heart is not right with God, but is deceitful, meaning full of lies, and desperately wicked, meaning twisted, not in the right direction, but our hearts are not for the Lord, but against the Lord. For this reason, our flesh does not submit to the laws of God. It is written also in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Notice that it's written that we are by nature the children of wrath, which means anger. So it's a natural thing for all the people of this earth to be drawn away into the lusts of the flesh. In fact, the lusts or the desires of the flesh is what leads us into sin. The process of sinning against the Lord is described in the following passage in James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." When our flesh, which is uncontrollable by itself, which cannot be submitted to the law of God, has a desire within the world, it draws us away and brings forth sin within us. Every time a man sins, it is a result of his own lusts and inability to resist the power of temptation due to the weakness of the flesh. Therefore, it is by our own very nature, by the simple fact that we exist here, with a flesh and blood body, that which we inherited from Adam, that we cannot naturally submit to the authority of God. Our flesh is described in the following way in the scriptures. In Romans chapter 7, verse 5, it says, "For when we were in the flesh, the motion of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death." So the flesh itself is the motion of sins, and through it, we brought forth fruit unto death, that is, the wicked things which we did, which result in our death. Remember, it's written in James chapter 1, verse 15, that when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. And that particular biblical doctrine will be addressed in further detail in the following video. So now that we understand that sin is a result of the lust of our flesh, and that we cannot be subject to the law of God as a result of the flesh which we have inherited, it is written that everybody is a sinner in the eyes of God. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20, it says, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." So as opposed to the Lord, who the Bible calls holy and righteous and without iniquity, every man is iniquitous in the eyes of the Lord. Every man is wicked in the eyes of God. None of them are just, none doeth good. It's written in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. As it is written, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it is written, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Therefore, as a result of our carnal sin nature, every human being which has ever walked upon this earth has sinned against the Lord. Everyone has been unable to submit themselves to God and has transgressed the law of God. Nobody has measured up to that great glory of God who is without sin. We've all come short. We're all sinners, and none of us are righteous according to the scriptures. Thank you, everybody, for watching. And goodbye.